What to do in Fuerteventura. 5 activities you're sure to love. When holidaying in Fuerteventura, it's important not to limit yourself to sunbathing or visiting the main attractions. The oldest island in the archipelago is an immense adventure park thanks to the large variety of activities on offer. So, if you're looking for adventures you'll remember for a lifetime, here are some ideas for the most intrepid travelers. Discover the island on camelback. Camels are one of the most iconic animals in Fuerteventura. They have been a part of the local fabric for more than 500 years, helping with the transport of both people and goods, in agricultural work and, now, in the tourism industry. You can enjoy a tour of the island in between the camel's humps. The nobility of these animals and their extraordinary stamina allow visitors to admire the arid landscapes of Fuerteventura, from the beach of Corralillo to the volcanoes of Lajeres. Of course, always go with a guide and reserve a specialized tour. Did know that the extinction of these animals on the islands was feared. As time passed and cars and tractors arrived in the archipelago, camels were no longer as useful. Thanks to the boom in tourism, they now have a new role. In fact, Oasis Wild Park is home to the largest reserve of dromedaries in Europe. Excursion in buggies from Costa Calma. If you want to travel through the magnificent landscapes that the island has to offer while also enjoying a burst of adrenaline, a buggy excursion is just what you need. The vehicles depart from Costa Calma and take you to some of the most exotic places in Fuerteventura on a 3-hour trip. The buggies cross desert hills covered in dirt and stones. You'll see some of the most iconic places in the area, such as the black sandy beach of Yugan and the coast of Larped, from where you can enjoy stunning views of the Jandia Natural Park. Book your trip and explore the arid dunes of Fuerteventura. Visit the Bayo volcanoes. Bayo, Las Calderas, Caldera Encantada, Caldera Rabanada, Calderon Hondo, Montana Colorada, Montana de la Mancha and Montana de Lomo Blanco. They're important names to remember. These 12 mountains make up this well-known lineup. These 12 volcanoes are perfectly aligned and contributed to the creation of 112 kilometers of land in the north of Fuerteventura, as well as the island of Lobos. You can visit each and every one of them. The Calderon Hondo crater in Lajeres is one of the best conserved. You can also hike the Fuerteventura volcano route. The distance between Bayo and Montana Colorada is nearly 16 kilometers, and takes in Las Calderas, Caldera Encantada, Caldera Rabanada and Calderon Hondo. Surf some of the best waves in the Canary Islands. Do you love to surf? Fuerteventura is a paradise for surfers, bodyboarders, windsurfers and kite surfers. Some of the island's waves, such as Bubble, El Hierro or Acid Drop, are famous throughout the Canary Islands. So, if you can't imagine a trip without your beloved board, Fuerteventura is the place for you. The good news is that you can surf almost all of the island's coastline. If you are an experienced surfer, and you're looking for a rush, we recommend you travel north or west. A short distance from Marjanico Beach, you can try your luck with Bubble and El Hierro, known for their strength and complexity, and only recommended for experts. If your level is more intermediate, and you're in the area, ask for Ladache de los Almanes, loosely translated as the German's right. We also recommend Acid Drop, located on the spectacular El Cotillo beach. If you're not a professional, and you just want to throw on your wetsuit and have a little fun, the southeast coast is the place for you. Whale watching off the coast of Fuerteventura. The diverse marine fauna of the waters surrounding Fuerteventura includes impressive cetaceans such as dolphins and whales. These large animals are not usually visible from the coast, so you need to take a boat trip to reach the waters they inhabit. You can choose from a large offering similar services. A speedboat that rounds the Jandia Peninsula, a catamaran that sets sail from Porto de Carrilejo, and a glass-bottomed boat are some of the most popular options. If you're a nature lover, don't miss the opportunity to see a bottlenose dolphin or a pilot whale up close. All aboard!